What is it that Yurio does?
We built a high security collaboration platform which enables lawyers, tax consultants, notaries to exchange data with internal and external stakeholders. We cover the whole communication process in a high secure manner. We're not a legal search engine. We're not a brokerage service for notarization acts. That's not what we do. Our customers are the notaries themselves, and then they use our service to basically have a digital notarization with their clients.
Hello and welcome to Let's Talk About Tech podcast. Today we have our guest Arnold Cherabon, CEO of Yurio. Welcome, Arnold.
Thank you for inviting me.
It's a pleasure having you here today. So Arnold, you're a lawyer. Obviously, that's what you studied and that's your industry. But you're also the creator of this Yurio platform, which is a software startup. Could you tell us a little bit more about how this idea evolved?
Well, basically, I personally was already interested in tech and software startups during my law studies. And I kind of early on knew that it would be a cool endeavor to bring your own company to life. Mm-hmm. So after my law studies, I actually went to Berlin for a couple of years and learned a lot there about entrepreneurship and digital startups. And then it kind of, it was a little bit of a coincidence that the company that I founded was a legal tech startup as well. But that's the coincidences in life, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Super interesting. And could you then tell us in like three sentences or in short, what is it that Yurio does?
Sure. So basically, we build a high security collaboration platform, which enables you to exchange data with internal and external stakeholders, manage projects, have chats, video calls, etc. So basically, we cover the whole communication process, but in a high secure manner, which enables it to be used by lawyers, tax consultants, notaries. So everybody who works in a very highly regulated environment and has a lot of compliance issues.
I understand. And is this then a solution that is like only available for the Austrian market, or is it something that can be used a bit everywhere?
No, by far not. So we're legal system agnostic. So it doesn't matter from which legal system you operate on. Basically, we have customers obviously in Austria because we're from here, but we also have customers in Germany, of course, in Italy. We recently won a public tender for with the state of Liechtenstein. So we will provide the state of Liechtenstein. So the Ministry of Justice will use Yurio as a notarization platform for their notarizations. But also we will deliver that to all notaries in Liechtenstein. And so, basically now we operate solely in Europe, but it could be used globally. And it's a matter of resources to scale globally.
But that's really interesting that you can really have like a solution that you can literally serve like everyone out there. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, basically it's for everyone, for every industry who has either the compliance issues or regulations that ensures that they cannot communicate like via WhatsApp or any other service that is not as secure as we are. And on the other hand, industries that have like very, information that they want to be very protective about. So it's either from the outside through a compliance or from the inside because they want to secure their data.
Totally understand. So this leads me to this question. So the notaries industry is very, like you mentioned earlier, very highly regulated, lots of requirements, lots of things to really follow by the book. This would lead me to ask you, is there something in specific that you really want to, say we need to follow that, we need to make this like on the top, like something important for our customers?
It is a highly regulated business. So you have to think about a lot of things. One of the many that we provide, of course, is the level of security mm-hmm. that is necessary for the, all the data exchange, etc. And also how the product is set up. So basically, our customers are the notaries themselves, and then they use our service to basically have a digital notarization with their clients. So what we don't offer, for example, we're not a legal search engine, we're not a brokerage service for notarization acts. That's not what we do. Mm-hmm. And that is also something that has to do with the regulations that mm-hmm. notaries need to need to follow. And in addition, we work with other partners, for example, with Spruf, which mm-hmm. is also an Austrian company who offer a great service when it comes to digital signatures. They can they basically offer that you can use any European qualified signature service. We also work with Fraud Finder, for example, who enables who give you the solution that you can check PDF documents whether they have been manipulated, which is which happens a lot more than you might think, and which is also very important for notaries as well. And then, of course, we work with the Linde Verlag, with the Linde Publishing Company, who is also our investor mm-hmm. and on the knowledge part of that, of the notaries in the notary area, basically. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's very interesting that you're sharing about this, and then, that the industry of notaries is so, regulated, probably one of the most regulated in the world or on the market, and
Yeah, I mean, for us, it's also a great opportunity, and basically for the space that we're in, because I think all of those entities like lawyers, tax consultants, notaries, all of them, they want to use modern services, so to speak, because sometimes one thinks, okay, lawyers and they're so old school and they don't want to work in that modern way. That's actually not true, but they work in an environment where they have like a huge pile of compliance issues mm-hmm. that they need to follow. And so they simply can't just use any tool that is out there. They have to really see, okay, is that even in compliance with the regulations that I need to follow?
And this is very interesting that you mentioned the Linde Verlag, as we're also collaborating here with them at Venunair. We have a very close relationship with them. And I've heard that there's some exciting news actually with you and Linde Verlag, and actually very excited for you to share with the rest of everyone, what is this all about?
Yeah, well, So we actually effectively exited to Linde. So we sold the majority of our shares. Mm-hmm. And but basically the whole management team, the team will stay. I will stay as the CEO.
Good news.
it's not necessarily the fact when an exit happens, but in this case, yeah, it makes mm-hmm. a lot of sense. Yeah, and we're looking forward to like together with Linde to make it an even huger project, so to speak, also to internationalize more, go to different and more markets. Yeah. So it's exciting. Yeah.
Yeah, that's super exciting. Congratulations on
Thank you.
And just as a background, so Linde Verlag is quite of an older-ish company, 100 years old, family-run business. You're obviously from a software startup, quite young, so it's definitely, we all know, a different corporate culture. It's also nice that you're staying. Also, you're going to see the implementation in this new merging. How do you see this collaboration, or how do you see this working of this, older corporate culture vs younger fresh startup? There will be challenges for sure, but how do you imagine these collaborations?
First of all, it's always a challenge, no matter with what company you merge, I guess. But with Linde, I think it's although they're a family-owned business and quite old, the third generation CEO Benjamin Jentsch, we've been working with him for quite a while now, mm-hmm. so we know him very well. We know the company very well, and he's also he runs the business in a very modern way, and he also wants to renew the whole business, invests a lot of into the digitalization, not only with Jurio, but with the whole mm-hmm. With the whole company, with the whole publishing company mm-hmm. Linde. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there will be challenges, but I'm sure we can tackle them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much, Arnold, for sharing this exciting news. Excited to see also all of this to come alive in the next couple of months, years, I suppose. And until then, everyone, please feel free to subscribe to our channel and see you next time.
Thanks.